إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، in the topic of the إخلاص of the كلمة, we have spoken about the first part of the كلمة, which is لا إله إلا الله, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is no one worthy of obedience except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the tawheed of the first part of the kalima. The tawheed of the second part of the kalima refers to when we say Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. What is the meaning of this? When we say La ilaha illallah, we are saying there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. When we are saying Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are actually saying there is no one worthy of following except Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah is not a piece of information. When a person says Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is not simply giving a piece of information to a people, to say that so-and-so is the president of this country. If somebody says, so what? So what? I don't even belong to that country. I'm not a citizen of the country. So-and-so is the president. You ask me, I'm telling you. My statement is correct, but that statement has no effect on me. Supposing I tell you that Barack Obama is the president of America, statement is correct. So, if you ask me, so what? How does it affect you? I say, it doesn't affect me. I am not American, I am not a citizen of America. How does it affect me whether it is Barack Obama or somebody else who is the president of America? You ask me for something, you ask me for a piece of information. Who is the president of America? So and so is the president of America. So, if somebody says, who is the prophet of Allah? Who is the messenger of Allah? And a person says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My question to myself and you is, when we are saying Muhammadur Rasulullah, is this what we mean? Let's ask ourselves a question. Is it the same? Is it the same as somebody says, who is the president of America? I say Barack Obama. So similarly, if somebody says, who is the messenger of Allah? I say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are the two statements the same in terms of what they mean for us? Because if the two statements are the same, then we have to seriously question our iman. We have to seriously question our faith as Muslims. Because the meaning of Muhammadur Rasulullah is not simply to say that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Muhammadur Rasulullah is a statement of my relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as we said, La ilaha illallah is a statement of my relationship with Allah Jalla Jalalu. Similarly, Muhammadur Rasulullah is a statement of my relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is that relationship which makes me a Muslim. Allah is Allah. If the whole world and all it contains deny Allah, this will not change Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's izzah. It will not change his position. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. If the whole world and all it contains deny this fact that he is the messenger of Allah, it does not change anything. He is still the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when I am saying La ilaha illallah, I am not merely stating a piece of information. I am declaring my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. And what is that relationship? That I worship no one other than Him. La ilaha illallah is a statement of my relationship with Allah. Similarly, Muhammadur Rasulullah is a statement of my relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what is that relationship? That just as I said, here I worship no one other than Allah. Here I am saying that I follow no one other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah is a statement of the following of the sunnah. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the tawheed of ibadah, tawheed of the kalima. The following of the sunnah, the ittiba of the sunnah is the tawheed of the amal. One is the tawheed of the belief. And the second one is the tawheed of the amal, where this belief is reflected. The tawheed of the belief is that we worship no one other than Allah. The tawheed of the amal is the salah. The salah is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah does not do salah. Salah is done to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are muttafaq. They are together in this fatwa, in this opinion, in this hukam, that the one who deliberately leaves salah has left Islam. Why? Because he has declared that he worships no one other than Allah. But then he refuses to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by demonstrating this worship in the way that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did it. Please reflect. If I say that la ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say that I will express this aqidah of mine, I will express the aqidah of mine by making tawaf of the Kaaba only. My aqidah is la ilaha illallah, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I will express this aqidah by making tawaf of the Kaaba. I will make tawaf of the Kaaba 5 times a day. At the time of Fajr, I will not pray the 2 rakat of Fard Salah, but I will make 7 rounds of the Kaaba. At the time of Zuhr, I will not pray the 4 rakat of Zuhr Fard, but I will make 7 rounds of the Kaaba. At the time of Asr, I will not pray the 4 rakat of Asr, but I will make 7 rounds of the Kaaba. At Maghrib, I will not pray the 3 rakat of Maghrib, I will make 7 rounds of the Kaaba. At the time of Isha, I will not pray the 4 rakat of Isha, but I will make 7 rounds of Kaaba. With all those 7 into 5 rounds of the Kaaba, I am a kafir, I am a non-believer, I am not a Muslim. Please notice, I'm not even saying that I'm inventing something. No, the tawaf of the Kaaba is ibadah. The tawaf of the Kaaba is ibadah. But at the time of the Fard Salah, that ibadah is inferior to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is 2 rakat of Fard Salah. And that is why you leave that and you take what is superior, what is the best for that particular point in time. The tilawat of the Quran is ibadah. But the tilawat of the Quran at the time when the jamaat is standing for the Fard Salah is inferior to standing with the jamaat in the Fard Salah. Why? Because that is the most and the best and most superior of action for that particular point in time. What is the message that is being given to us? The message that is being given to us is that in throughout our lives, not only for the salawat, throughout our lives, when we have the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one hand, and we have something which is different from the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I'm not even saying against, I'm saying different from, which will you pick? And if you are a Muslim, you will pick the sunnah. Why? Because the sunnah is the tawheed of the amal. And that is why I gave you this example. To say ashadu wa la ilaha illallah is tawheed of the aqidah. To say Allahu Akbar and stand in salah is the tawheed of the amal. To say ashadu wa la ilaha illallah is tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of our belief. To stand in salah, to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is tawheed of amal, which reflects that aqidah and which is proof of that aqidah, which completes that aqidah. The aqidah of la ilaha illallah is incomplete without that salah. And what is salah? Salah is Sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. He did not say, pray as Allah told you to pray. He did not say, pray as Allah told you to pray. He did not say, pray as ever, whatever way you think it. No. He says, pray as you have seen me pray. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pray as you have seen me pray. Why does he say that? Because this amal of prayer, this sunnah is also wahi. He was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to pray, and he showed us. Following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to follow the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why he said, Jalla jalaluhu, فَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. The one who has obeyed the Prophet, truly, surely he has obeyed Allah. My brothers, I remind myself and you, this kalima is this one sentence of two parts which will decide our fate forever and ever between Jannah and Jahannam. It is not something to be taken lightly. It is something to be seriously considered, and something to be reflected upon, and something where we must make the firm and complete and total intention to follow, because this is something which is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. This deen is a deen of Tawheed. And what is that Tawheed? Tawheed is never to join anyone in worship with Allah, never to adulterate that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect to La ilaha illallah, and never to adulterate that relationship with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah is Tawheed of Aqidah, Muhammadur Rasulullah is Tawheed of Amal. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to think about this, to reflect on this, and to bring it into our lives, and never, never, never to deliberately go against the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.